grab your board.
Skateboarding has gotten me through everything I've ever experienced in my life.
And your favorite ingredients for a delicious meal.
Are you ready?
Yes. Well, very good. I see y'all in the kitchen, okay?
All right.
I'm Jared Hall from Entertainment Weekly, and here's what to watch on Thursday, August 11th. We are counting down today's top three must-see picks from TV and movies. But first, your entertainment headlines. Steve Martin says he only has one more leading role left in him as he aims to finish out his career with only Murders in the Building. In an interview with The Hollywood Reporter, Martin said that the Hulu mystery comedy, also starring his longtime friend Martin Short and Selena Gomez, will likely be his final role and that he won't seek new work when it comes to an end, saying, quote, "When this television show is done, I'm not going to seek others. I'm not going to seek other movies. I don't want to do cameos. This is weirdly it." EW has reached out to a representative for Martin for additional comment. Only Murders in the Building, which has amassed 17 total Emmy nominations for its first season and was recently renewed for a third season, is now streaming its second season on Hulu. Ted Lasso fan favorite Brett Goldstein shocked fans when he popped up as Hercules in the post-credits scene in Thor: Love and Thunder. But no one was more shocked than Goldstein himself, who says when Marvel called him up about taking the role, the studio told him he had only 2 weeks to try to get buff to play the character. In an interview with The Playlist, Goldstein recalls a conversation with director Taika Waititi, describing himself as a skinny comedian. But he did what he could in those 2 weeks, saying, quote, "On the day, I mean, I'm doing 400 push-ups a day. I was fit to explode. I did the best I could on that day." Goldstein has no idea what his Thor cameo means for his future in the MCU, but he says if Marvel does call him up again to reprise the role of Hercules, he knows exactly how he'll bulk up, saying he'll eat 30 chickens a day from now on. And to that I say, good cluck. And it's a question fans have been asking for years. Will we get another season of The Comeback starring Lisa Kudrow? Well, turns out she's kind of wondering the same. There were 9 years between seasons 1 and 2, and in a new interview with The Daily Beast, Kudrow is doubtful that she and presumably co-creator Michael Patrick King will get another season made before the 9-year cutoff for a third season because neither one of them will pull the trigger. She told the publication, quote, "I don't think we're going to make it. Not make it ever, but I don't think we're going to make it in 9 years. We also don't know if HBO wants it, by the way, but we haven't asked. We're both sort of like, I'm not going to ask, are you? No, I don't want to hear no. It's something we love so much. That's why it took 9 years the first time." If you need a Valerie Cherish fix, you can watch those first 2 seasons on HBO Max. For more on all of these stories, plus other news, reviews, interviews, and more, head on over to EW.com. Hollywood can be one hell of a ride, but on our number three pick, he's got family and friends by his side. It's the series debut of Send Help. The new dark comedy series from AMC's All Black stars Jean Elie as Fritz Jean-Baptiste, a first-generation Haitian-American actor who's ecstatic when he lands his first starring role on a hit scripted TV show. He supports his family, all while trying to climb the steep ladder of the Hollywood elite. But after his show gets canceled, it's up to Fritz to keep his spirits up and his family's requests in check. Here's the trailer.
So, what made you choose this place?
It's a good spot.
So it has nothing to do with that billboard behind you.
Oh my God!
Oh my God, it's you!
Crazy!
Rolling down the street, smoking no endo.
How does your family feel about your career?
My mom's Haitian, so if it's not General Hospital, she ain't checking for it.
I handle my own life. You work on yours.
Not sure how to put this better. This Can't Be Us isn't being renewed for another season.
I was a series regular on a hit show.
And then you sat your ass down, right?
I don't have time to audition right now. I'm busy.
You all right, Wumi?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Why do you do that? Skirt over subjects.
Sure, I keep some things to myself. But what's wrong with that?
We're supposed to be a family first.
There's something going on with you. I can feel it.
You always tell me to do better. I think it's time for you to take your own advice.
I'm trying, bro.
Says who?
Well, Well, Fritz's close friends are there to help him when the going gets tough. But how tough will it get before his dreams of making it in Hollywood become only a distant memory? Well, watch the series debut of Send Help, streaming now on All Black, to find out. No meat, no problem. Our next pick is the series debut of It's Complipulated. The new Food Network competition show is hosted by social media star Tabitha Brown, who made a name for herself by posting her homemade recipes using all plant-based foods. Now, in each episode, four chefs will compete in three rounds of challenges to create mouth-watering dishes in their quest to impress Judge Manish Chauhan and other guest judges using lots of fruits, vegetables, and plant-based ingredients. And Tabitha gave a quick tour of the kitchen on set, and it is stocked full of great ingredients. Take a listen.
These are all our fresh ingredients. Brussels sprouts, carrots, bell peppers. We have celery. And then here, if you can see close, shiitake, white mushrooms, trumpet mushrooms. So many things we can do with that. We have all of my favorite things like pumpfu. You know what that's made out of? Pumpkin seeds. All my favorite. Honey, garlic powder. I'm not big on salt. So when I cook, I like to use a lot of salt-free seasonings. Garlic powder is my friend, okay? And to keep all the vampires away. That's what they say. And then we have all these fun seasonings like cilantro, chili powder. This is furikake. Now this is like nori, you know, sheets like seaweed and sesame seeds. This make things taste like fish, even though it ain't. Got our maple syrup. We got almond extract, we got some balsamic vinegar. These are also great to make, you know, your dressings for your salad if you're feeling a little fancy. Then we got tons of sweeteners and different flours if you're gluten-free or, you know, you don't mind. All is here for you.
And I will gladly partake. Well, now, more than ever, food allergies and preferences like gluten-free and dairy-free have made their way into mainstream cooking and dining. On It's Complipulated, the judges may have one or two special dietary restrictions that will put the chef's skills to the test. Watch the series debut of It's Complipulated tonight at 10 on Food Network, and be ready to be hungry. It's trivia time. Food Network has been whipping up delicious dishes and fame-worthy foodie personalities since its inception in 1993. Plenty of shows on the network have had a long-lasting legacy from many seasons on the air, creating passionate fan bases in the process. My hand is in the air. But here is our question. Which Food Network show has had the longest run on air? Is it Chopped, Good Eats, or Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives? Stick around for that answer and our number one pick. What to Watch will be right back.
Also,
No one be
more about gel coat.
When the fourth round will...
Don't you call in the...
Don't touch that dial. That's right, we're still calling it a dial here, because it's Emmy season on The Awardist. With the dazzling Oscar season behind us, we are now turning our attention to smaller screens to track which shows are headed to the podium and which shows stopped us in our tracks. Join me, Jared Hall, Entertainment Weekly's executive editor, as well as EW's TV-obsessed staffers, every Thursday starting April 4th, as we share our opinionated hot takes and insight into the Emmys race. The Awardist will get behind the scenes with the creators and stars themselves during in-depth, can't-miss interviews. Follow the long road to the Emmys with The Awardist Podcast, Thursday starting April 4th on your favorite podcast platform, and be sure to check out more Emmys coverage at ew.com/awardist. Welcome back to EW's What to Watch. Number one. Get ready to shred for our number one pick of the day, the debut of Stay On Board, the Leo Baker story. Leo Baker was a famous skateboarder in his childhood, impressing his elders and becoming what everyone surely thought would be an Olympic skater once the sport qualified for the first time ever in the 2020 Tokyo Summer Games. But Baker was growing tired of the rules and regulations that boxed him in when the skating that he loved to do was always so freeing. One regulation in particular, the requirement to compete in the women's category of skating, was unacceptable for Baker, as he came out as transmasculine in late 2019 and started using he-him pronouns. Now, this new documentary film from Netflix shares his story.
Skateboarding has gotten me through everything I've ever experienced in my life. Right now, there's a lot of emphasis on the Olympics, and that's so far off from where skateboarding came from.
Our generation was just all about going out and skating and learning tricks.
Yeah. You didn't even call yourself an athlete. Skateboarding was not a sport. It's like the anti-jock. It's for everybody.
Oh my God! Lee, for years, was the star of women's skating.
Feels like you're put in this category. Okay, like the ladies category, and you're like, no, we're just skateboarders.
It would be really special for a person like me just to be visibly queer on such a global scale.
I think that they're totally capable of doing it. The question is like their heart in it.
Being trans, I feel really out of place.
He has to choose between being his authentic self and his career that he's worked so hard for.
Everyone's like, it's the Olympics. It's just 1 year. If I wait one more year, there might not be any more Leo.
No choice will ever be harder than this one.
I've been so influenced by sponsors for so many years.
What I really want right now is to just focus on skating, because I don't know what's going to happen.
Are you afraid of some sort of backlash?
Well, you can watch Leo's journey of self-discovery and acceptance, which he got to by giving up his greatest passion, skateboarding. Stay On Board, the Leo Baker story, is streaming now on Netflix. Trivia. And finally today, the answer to our trivia question. Which Food Network show had the longest run on air? Is it Chopped, Good Eats, or Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives? Well, hop on in a 68 Camaro for a joyride if you got this right. The answer is Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives, or also known as Triple D. The fan favorite show hosted by Guy Fieri is still airing new episodes to this day and has completed 35 seasons and over 400 episodes since its premiere in 2007. Chopped debuted 2 years later and has produced 52 seasons, which, by the way, seasons for Food Network shows are very different. They're much shorter than scripted or other reality shows. That is our show for today. We will have more news and must-see picks for you tomorrow, so be sure to follow or subscribe to What to Watch so you don't miss our daily recommendations, more of which can be found at EW.com. I'm Executive Editor Jared Hall. You can find us on Twitter at EW and at Jared Hall. Thanks for listening and have a great day. This episode of What to Watch was written by Callie Shepp, edited by Lauren Klein, produced by Ashley Boucher, hosted and produced by Jared Hall, and executive produced by Chanel Johnson.
What to Watch.